Good morning, 8:52.
A terror plot in New York foiled over the weekend. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg announced 27-year-old Jose Pimentel of Brooklyn was arrested last night. Bloomberg says Pimentel planned to build pipe bombs and target American troops and their families, welcoming them as they came home from overseas. Joining us live now, WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green. How serious was this? How real was this, J.J.?
It was real enough for the police in New York to be following this guy for 2 years. It was real enough for him to be in direct contact with Anwar al-Awlaki, and real enough for him to be able to look at one of those Inspire magazine editions that we've talked about here on your program numerous times and follow the instructions step by step to build pipe bombs. This particular article that he read and followed was one called How to Make a Bomb in the Kitchen of Your Mom. Last week in our series, West Coast Worries, we talked about that with Steve Martinez, the assistant director in charge of the FBI in Los Angeles. And he said then, we were very worried about this, and this is evidence of why.
So where did he turn anti-American? This is the lone wolf is a figure who is American at first, working sort of by themselves, easily covered by, you know, the fact that they aren't American in our society and aren't being watched, and yet they begin to follow the ideology of people like Anwar al-Awlaki or Osama bin Laden.
Well, he came from the Dominican Republic. He was living in Brooklyn, Washington Heights area of New York, as I understand it. And he converted to Islam some years ago and was so enamored by the process of doing that, he became radicalized. And a part of the process was the height of the al-Qaeda, Anwar al-Awlaki, and the bin Laden push towards digitalism.
Right.
He began to engage himself in some of the online publications. And then he decided he was going to change his name to Osama Hussein. The war in Iraq played a part of it. But the real turning point for this guy was the killing of Anwar al-Awlaki, as I understand it. That was the tipping point. That's when he stepped over the line. Even his shady friends, according to the police, at that point became concerned about what he might do.
You say they've been watching him for a couple of years. Was New York his only target?
As far as we know at this point, but there could have been others. The thing that really came to light here was it seems as though that right after the Times Square bombing attempt, others popped up on the radar, and it could have been because of information that authorities gathered from that. But one thing that's very interesting about this, the police and the legal authorities in New York are being criticized by saying that they're too deep into the communities, they're following people, they're doing things that encroach on civil liberties. This is a feather in their cap, I think, and I think they're going to use this to say, see, this is what we're doing with all of this.
Very briefly, how far back do his contacts with Anwar al-Awlaki go, as far back as when al-Awlaki was in D.C. area?
I don't know that yet, and I am digging into that at this point, but I'm willing to bet that Anwar al-Awlaki got heavily into the digital part of the whole process once he went overseas. He left the U.S. in the early 2000s.
All right. Thank you, J.J.